Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Today, on this show, as normal, I was occurring, and we are getting some help with Scott Mills the Musical.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. You're right, Becky?
Yes. I was just saying, yes, to the one that doesn't speak, why did he have to bring your collection of show tunes down?
Because
once
it,
you
he
start
has.
With them, you can't stop.
Four CDs worth I've got now.
Oh, brilliant. That'll keep you through till seven.
So many. You know, I like a show tune.
I thought, now we'd taken your iPod away from you, that you wouldn't have any, but now you've ordered up lots of CDs.
I've got them all. Sound of Music, I've got Carousel, Oklahoma.
Are we just going to listen to them?
Yeah.
Hello?
Just getting in the mood for Scott Mills the Musical in August, the 11th, the 12th and 13th. People on the email are getting a bit like, so, how do we get the tickets? We're still working it out. We'll tell you soon. The musical is being written. I'm very excited. And today, earlier on, we had a lovely bunch of people from a company called Showstopper in, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
This studio is full of theatrical types, darling. And what these people do, it's really, really clever. You just give them a subject and they can make up a song about it literally right there on the spot. They can just improvise it and they're really good. You can hear what we got up to with the people from Showstopper a bit later on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Right, I saw my mate Chris last night and had a lengthy conversation about something that he wants to, well, wants us to clear up. He's on the phone now. Chris, what's going on?
Basically, Scott, I think a massive travesty of justice has taken place. Now, I don't mean to sound like a sore loser or anything like that, but it's about the show Get Your Own Back, which was on in the 90s. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
Basically, I was a contestant on that. I was 10 years old at the time, and I took my barber on.
I remember this, Chris. This was a show where you used to take, like, your teacher on or someone.
Yeah,
it was on when I was a kid, yeah. And then you basically gunged them and, like, did challenges and stuff to try and make them look stupid, basically.
I had to do about 5 or 6 games, and the aim was, if you win, you get to put your adult in the gunge. So my ultimate aim was to get my barber in the gunge.
Yeah. Do you still know him now?
Yeah, I do, and this is the thing, he's still really smug about the whole affair, because obviously he went away, he avoided the gunge, and I've ultimately looked like a fool for 10 years, I've looked like a loser.
So what happened then? You're claiming that you didn't lose?
I'm claiming that I didn't lose. I mean, this is the thing, officially, according, I mean, if you take Dave's word as law...
Dave Benson Phillips?
Yep, Dave Benson Phillips, I've lost. But this is why I'm really annoyed, is that when you watch the video back, there's one game where I've got to shoot down a load of petals, okay? Now, I really don't mean to sound too bitter about this, but it's really knocked me off. And I've got to shoot down a load of petals, and you can quite clearly see, if you count the petals at the start and then count the petals at the end, that he's miscounted.
And you were on this when you were 10, and how old are you now?
I'm 22.
And you've been annoyed about it for 12 years?
Yeah. But, I mean, you've got to understand that whenever someone asks me, you know, about Get Your Own Back, or, you know, I say you try and impress a girl or something like that and say that I was on Get Your Own Back when I was younger...
Does that work?
Well, obviously not, because I've then got to go on a massive long explanation about how I didn't really lose, but that Dave Benson Phillips counted the petals wrong.
Right, you can see this video...
This has really got to you, hasn't it? I love it.
Massively.
You can see this video now at Radio 1 online, but count the petals for yourself and see if you think Chris is... has been done wrong.
I mean, the thing is, Scott, is that I lost by 10 points overall. Okay, now that's one petal on this game.
So what are you hoping for now? Do you want a written apology from Dave Benson Phillips?
I don't know what can be done, because I actually tried to get hold of him and I couldn't get anywhere near him. Now, I know he's doing a tour around the UK.
Sorry, that sounded really ominous. I tried to get hold of him and couldn't get anywhere near him, like you were going to do something awful.
Stalker.
You just want to have a chat to him and ask him to apologise.
I mean... an apology would do, But ideally, I want some kind of revenge for my barber. I
mean, you want him to still be gunged?
Ideally, I mean, whenever I go to the barber's, and he's happy to tell everyone that I lost. And I didn't lose, Scott. I mean, it's out of order.
Bless you, Chris. This has affected you a lot.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I can't say what the kind of knock-on effect of it has been. I mean, what kind of life I could have lived if I, say, had won the game. I mean, the thing is I've got all these great photos of my time on Get Your Own Back, and I just feel that the whole thing was completely tainted. I personally think a massive wrong has taken place over... I mean, ultimately, it's over a petal. Can you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can. I wouldn't have liked it, because it's national humiliation.
Massively. And as a 10-year-old at the time, that's huge, you know? And the thing is, at uni and stuff like that, you know, people were saying, look, we'll go along to one of his tour dates, because he's doing, like, a UK tour of all the student clubs and all of that, and we'll see what can happen. You know, maybe kind of, if he's on stage, we can corner him, that kind of thing. I would love to see Dave Benson Phillips speak to him, something. I'm angry, but then equally, I just feel something needs to be done.
OK, right, well, leave it with us, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, I mean, you do see what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, have you seen the video?
I get it,
Chris.
Have you counted the petals yourself?
Scott Mills. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Let me know if you've watched the video and if you've counted the petals yet. It's the Get Your Own Back injustice. Some people, I quite like it that Chris has divided the nation. Some people think maybe he should have more serious things to worry about and maybe a bit too much free time. Other people are saying that we need to right this wrong with Dave Benson Phillips himself. Because also, the other adult got gunged and they shouldn't have been. Mm. It's all wrong. And I'm sure that other people have been wronged in this way on similar situations, like Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What happened to you?
Well, I can sympathise with him because I was on Countdown about 15 years ago now, and I was in the lead all the way, and he came down to the crucial conundrum, and the word clock turned over. 2 seconds, I pressed the button, thinking, yeah, I've won this. And Richard Whiteley goes, right, Sharon, what's the word? And I was distraught because I clearly pressed the button first. And Richard Whiteley made a big thing about it, saying, oh, it's all done by computer, you know, there's no chance of it going wrong. And I was just broken man.
So you pressed the button first on the conundrum on Countdown, and they said the other person's name?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I've not lived it down.
Well, so you can see how my mate Chris feels, can't you?
Yeah, definitely, because I thought I was going to be champion of champions and all that, but all because of a button.
Bad times. Oh, sorry to hear about that, Dave.
Radio 1 Wood Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Kirsty in Holborn, London's been on saying, I watched the YouTube video of your mate and it's so true. If you see on a fully petalled flower there are 8 petals, Chris's barber only had 3 petals left on his and so he knocked off 5. How could Dave Benson Phillips let this happen? There has been an injustice. Most of the emails I'm getting and texts saying that they've now watched the video on our pages and say the same, that indeed Chris was robbed of gunging his barber. Go and have a look at the video if you haven't looked at it yet. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Podcast.
Anyway, back to musical news. Early today, a group of people came in who can help us with Scott Mills the Musical, which we're doing at the Edinburgh Festival in August. We've got the theatre booked, Pleasance One in Edinburgh, 11th, 12th and 13th of August. This is what happened when we met them. Please welcome to Radio 1, it's Adam, Pippa, Barry and Dylan, and you're from Showstopper, aren't you?
That's yeah. Right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us how Showstopper works then.
It is completely what it says it is. It is 100% improvised musical. So we get our suggestions and themes and ideas from the audience, and then we go about playing the entire thing improvised live on the spot.
So you make up a new musical as you go, what, every night?
It's once a week we do it. So it's about an hour and a half. It's a full musical. So we're trying to recreate what they get in the West End the same show every night. We do a different show every week.
There you go. In fact, the structure of it is that there's a, we've got a kind of conceit, which is that there's a writer. This is how it starts. There's a writer who has promised his producer, oh, I've written this amazing musical. And then when the audience comes in, they kind of see this writer tearing his hair out because he's lied. He's just not written it. So he goes to the audience and says, oh my God, you've got to help me. I need your ideas because I've told him that I've written this musical. And then he, on the phone, says to him, okay, it's about. And then the audience tells him what it's about. And then they go ahead and write the thing.
It sounds quite hard.
Yes.
It's a high wire act, and you know, we're always dicing with failure. That's part of the idea.
Does it ever go wrong?
Yeah, we've had a poor ABBA number in our time.
Oh. But even if it goes wrong, that's half the joy. People want to see you fail. You know, people come and they say, we want a zombie musical in rock. Was it trance? We had trance. You know, what are we going to do with trance other than fail? But they love it because you fail with joy. You enjoy failing. You do the best terrible techno you can possibly do.
So the idea that that we're trying to do one in 2 months on stage, you must think is fairly easy.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, you've got luxury of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can write the thing.
And you're going to be at Edinburgh this year as well, are you?
Yes.
We are, yeah. We're up at the Musical Theatre Matters, George Square.
So my idea today is if we throw some of our listeners' plot lines for Scott Mills the Musical at you, you may be able to help us on our way and put something together for us.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We could have the whole thing, like, done in 20 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would you say it's important to have some kind of love story, love interest in the musical?
Yeah. Vital. Yeah. Every single musical has a love story. So, who's in love?
Okay, well, Cassie and Lowestoft, this is one of her ideas. Scott and Chappers have a bit too much wine and wake up in the same bed together. And now they're kind of trying to piece together evidence from the night before to work out what really did happen between them.
Oh, fabulous.
Did they or didn't they?
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, that's already a great scene set up.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott? Yes. Wake up.
It must have been the wine,
But you're naked.
Yeah, let me pull up the cover.
Oh, don't do that. Maybe it was meant to be.
No. How can you say that? It was a drunken night, nothing more.
Scott, I've been working with you for years now. I always wanted to tell you.
What?
You're the DJ of my heart.
This is uncomfortable.
When will this love start? You're the DJ of my soul, and I want you to make me whole.
Don't get excited, this should stay unrequited. Give me back the duvet, you should go.
Don't say that I should go.
This was a mistake, a bad one to make.
No.
Give me the duvet and go.
But don't you see the love?
Just take your sports news and go.
In May, it was love.
To bed.
Oh, Scott.
No! No!
Oh, no! Please, no.
Please, no.
No more. This is really weird for me. Yeah. I can't take
for
it
you?
Anymore.
That one is not going in.
No. Radio 1
Podcasts. Loads of people on the text, like Kelly in Durham, saying, that's great, I want to see that on the stage. Definitely put that one in. That was brilliant. Do another one, says Kat. We recorded quite a few of them, actually, so we'll give you another one of their improvised songs. Awesome. That song needs to go in. It says Snooks from Bristol. I really don't think so.
Why?
It was really uncomfortable.
I think Chappers will like it.
I really don't either. Chris in Preston, this is brilliant improvisation. You have to use it. Put it in the musical. Fiona in Boston, Fionn Kilmarnock, all saying the same thing, needs to go in.
A lot of people wondering how they knew you both so well. Have they just met you?
This lot that we met earlier are called Showstopper, the improvised musical. If you're in that London, they do their thing at the King's Head Theatre in Islington and also the Leicester Square Theatre in London and at the Edinburgh Fringe for ages over the summer. So go and see them.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Scott, I'm Radio 1.
Oh, you got your CD back on?
Yeah, my musical CD's back. So we met these people from Showstopper earlier. They're from London and they just improvise musicals. You give them a subject, they can make it up for you.
They just did a brilliant one about Ewan Chappers.
Yeah, if you missed that, it'll be on the podcast. Lots of comments about that one and lots of people wanting more.
What, so of Ewan Chappers?
No, another subject. Oh, Sound of Music. So we gave them another one of your suggestions that you've been sending in and see if they could do it. See if you can come up with this. From Nicola in Daventry, Becky falls in love with me, Scott, and they have a baby around Christmas time.
Oh, wow.
And mysteriously, who would have thought it, three wise men from the East turn up with gifts for the child. And then, like, shepherds arrive and stuff. And then Scott's convinced that he must be some kind of special one. But it turns out to be Chappers just playing a trick on them. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
It's, well, we can do the... we'll do it quickly. We'll get straight in there.
I love Christmas.
It's a boy! Oh, this is the best thing that could have ever happened, Scott.
This is the most special day of my life.
Oh. Hello. Is this a child I see before me?
Who are you?
I am several wise men. I am several wise men.
This is weird. This is just like it was prophesied of old.
Pass me the child.
I'm not giving you our child.
I have myrrh.
Oh, okay.
What you must realise is the prophecy said that you would bear a child and the child would be the saviour of the earth. But the prophecy did not say who the father was.
That's weird.
But we know who the father is. It's Scott.
Yeah, I mean, we're special, aren't we? This is a special child.
It was Chappers.
What?
No, don't. He's lying. It's just a little trick on you.
He's lying. I think you and me are through.
But I say no, I'm not lying. That Chappers is a swine. He says the baby, well, it's his. I say, well, you're mine. Yeah, baby.
He's lying.
He's lying.
Not true a word that comes from his mouth. He's lying.
He's lying.
But he traveled all this way from a star in the south.
Who are those shepherds? Won't someone close the gate? I don't want these people in here. That's just not my fate. Deceit at Christmas time. Deceit at Christmas time. Deceit at Christmas.
How'd you feel about that one, Becky?
Well, a lot of people on the text are saying it does sound quite like me, that I would give up my child for something in return, like myrrh or a
food.
Bargain. Yeah, food. Oh, I'd do it for sweets.
Who did it sound a bit like as well?
Oh, that one off, what was it?
League of Gentlemen.
League of Gentlemen.
You're my wife now, then.
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Even though Becky's having a bit of a hot flush right now.
I'm having a real tropical moment.
Are you alright?
Yeah, just got a bit of a headache and now I've gone really hot.
Fan yourself.
Might be to do with all the sweets you've just bought me.
I know. It's like I've ram-raided the newsagent, sorry.
Yeah, you said you'd brought back a lot because you had to do it quickly, but I didn't expect you to bring back the whole shop. But I'm very grateful, thank you very much.
You love a bit of star mix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a Posh Radio 4 lady reading out the stuff that you've been sending on email this week.
Hey all, Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, the miserable sports bloke, and the posh Radio 4 lady, brackets, my favourite.
Added in herself.
I just went to look at the Scott Mills page on the Radio 1 site and noticed that if you go to your page and look at the right-hand side, it looks like you have a really long T-shirt on. Are you turning all hip-hop on us, Scott? You don't strike me as the type, mun. Anyway, I hope I get to hear this on the podcast, as I'm living in France now, so that's the only way I get to hear you nowadays. From James, off of Toulouse, France.
Thanks, James, off of Toulouse. I don't blame you for listening to our podcast if you're in France, because I've heard French radio. No, I'm not going hip-hop. It was just a random instance where I was wearing a long shirt. I never normally do that, do I?
No, it's made worse, though, because basically what they've done is taken the colour of your shirt and kind of faded it down the whole side of the screen, so it does look like you're wearing one of Westwood's tops.
I'm not.
But it's not a bad look. Do you normally wear crop tops, then?
No, I just wear T-shirts that finish where your jeans start. Next!
Dear Scott, Cheeky Chops, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, and the one who doesn't speak. I love listening to your podcasts, as I don't always catch the show, but I like to listen every day to your cheeky banter. However, do we really need that Jodie Latham off of Shameless randomly saying podcast all over it? I'm well aware I'm listening to a podcast. I don't need him informing me and saying so in such a manner. It gives me dark thoughts. He has a strange power over me.
Okay. Yeah, that is Jodie Latham, formerly of Shameless, who does say Radio 1 a lot on Radio 1. For example, when you listen to the podcast, he says that things like this.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Which for some reason disturbs that last person that emailed.
Radio 1 podcasts.
I'm aware that you know you're listening to a podcast, but it's good that he reminds you every so often.
Radio 1 podcasts.
I'm now writing to beg with you to please change the little sting to something said in a less suggestive accent. Can't we have Becky saying something about a lovely cheese instead? Or even a big dirty whipper? It would certainly make my life more agreeable. Thanks for your time, Roberto.
Roberto, we can't really help you with that, can we?
I think we're getting some new ones made next week. But I do put them in a lot just because I quite like his voice.
Okay.
But I'll try and put them in a little bit less.
If you could put them in a bit less just for Roberto, that'd be amazing.
Okay.
Next.
Dear Scott, I am 16 years old and I desperately want a job to earn some money for a car. I can't find a job anywhere and I've been looking for ages until today when I had a phone call. It was my local chip shop and they said they have a job going to serve at the counter and the pay is quite reasonable. Scott, I remember you were talking about working in a chip shop the other day on the show. So what do you think I should do? Take the job or carry on looking? In other words, do I risk it, smelling of fish and batter all the time, or carry on looking? I can't decide. Sad smiley. Thanks, Josh.
Josh, at the moment, I think jobs are quite hard to come by, so you're just going to have to deal with the smell of fish, I think.
Yeah, it won't be that bad, and think of the amazing car you can get at the end of it.
Yeah.
It'll
think about the car.
Yeah.
If it's good pay, at the moment, take it. That was just a one-off incident where a bloke had a date and he was worried that he smelt of chips. Don't worry about it.
Could be worse. You could deliver those leaflets naked like we had on the classifieds yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to do that.
Take the job at once.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, and the one who spoke once, I need some advice. Today, I got an email saying that I've won £1,300,000 in the UK National Lottery. Yay! But it tells me to give some contact information, including a fax number. I don't have a fax machine. What should I do? Sad smiley. Annette from America.
Annette, I think it's probably a scam.
Yeah. Don't you have to buy a ticket to win the lottery?
You generally have to buy a ticket. Ask me any question about the lottery, I can tell you. It's a scam, and who has a fax machine anymore anyway?
No one, do they?
We've got one in our office, but it's been gathering dust for about 10 years now.
Do you even know
where it is?
Yeah, it's by your desk. The last time I had to use it was for you as well, when I had to fax that hotel in Estonia for you.
Oh, yeah. Serbia, actually.
Serbia, sorry.
Anything you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll answer it for you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Just you again then, Becky.
Who's winning so far this week?
You.
Yes.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along and see if you beat Becky today, please, on our guessing game quiz, last one of the week. Oh, What's Occurring starts now. Text in with your scores on 81199.
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know Stupid Street?
Yes.
We went there earlier.
I got caught out there yesterday. Did I tell you that?
No.
Well, I was walking down there and I saw Sarah, who did the boxes yesterday, and I thought, oh no, I'm on Stupid Street, I must quickly get off, and me and my friend who I was with ran as fast as we could.
What, to avoid being asked any questions?
Mm.
Wow.
Well, no, it was a bit embarrassing being on Stupid Street, because if you're on Stupid Street, you're a bit stupid, aren't you?
Mm. Well, sometimes you can't avoid it when they close that road at the end, though.
Camp Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, we went onto the streets and we asked them, if you could talk to any animal, what animal would you talk to and why? I've no idea why we asked this, we just felt like it. What do you think the most popular answer was? You could talk to any animal, which one and why?
Monkey.
Why?
I love monkeys. I'd want to talk to a monkey.
They scare me.
They're amazing. They're most like humans, I think.
That's what I don't like about them.
Well, who would you talk to?
One ate a whole packet of crisps that I'd had once.
Did it?
Yeah, in Thailand. It nicked them off me and then just ate all of it and drank all my water, nicked that as well. So therefore I don't trust them. Anyway.
Who would you talk to?
I don't know. A pig.
Why?
Don't know. Never really met one up close. So it'd be a first. Anyway, you're saying monkey?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people on Stupid Street.
If you could talk to any animal, what would it be and why?
It would be a golden lion tamarind.
What's that, please?
I've no idea what the fog is. It's like a monkey, but not.
It'd be my dog, an ant, to find out where it gets its strength from to carry so much so that I could carry all of my daily shopping everywhere.
I'd talk to Shamu in SeaWorld and ask him if he likes splashing small children for fun and if he's seen Free Willy.
A horse, because I have two, and I'd love to know what they're thinking.
I'd probably speak to a squirrel, because I'm always watching them out the back garden. They love to understand how they move so quickly and jumping around all over the place, how they're wrecking my garden as well, digging up my plants.
I would speak to my dog.
It would be a monkey.
And what would you say to him?
Wow. Actually, I've changed my answer. Not a pig.
Who?
A horse for one bin. That's who I'd like to talk to most of all. I like this person.
If you spent a day out with Shamu, where would you go? What would you do?
I'd go to Venice, around and sit on his back, and then just kind of, like, you know, cruise around all the canals and wave at all the Italian girls.
Ah, so, like, free travel, and yeah. You reckon that's quite a good pickup?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, would you want to jump on my wheel and we'll go for a ride?
Okay.
Oh! What's occurring?
It was a joint answer, dog and monkey, so I'll let you have a point.
Yes.
Because you said monkey.
Thank
Fair
you.
Play. Next one. You know the people from Showstopper, the musical that came in earlier?
Yeah.
What they do is they do shows and they can literally improvise. So you give them a subject and they can do a musical song about it. We got them to do one earlier using Take That song titles. My question to you, in the song they performed, just off the top of their heads, how many Take That songs could they get in to one tune?
15.
Take That tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are those people from Showstopper the Musical putting Take That song titles into another song.
Babe.
There's got to be a way.
It only takes a minute.
Ah, that could be magic.
Can I wake up next to you?
Because everything changes, don't you see?
We could rule the world.
Sure.
It'll be the greatest day.
The greatest day starts out with a set of promises.
I pray down on my knees.
That's true. And a million love songs are coming for you.
Oh, love ain't
forget.
Everything keeps changing.
I want want you back for good.
Shine, shine, shine to my heart.
Never forget, never forget.
It only takes a minute from your time.
Yeah, well, how deep is your love?
Why can't I wake up here with you?
Never forget.
Love ain't here any more.
I didn't say the song had to make sense, did I?
No, I was going to say, I thought they'd try and be a bit subtle about it, but no, they just read them out.
17 songs in their improvised track, but that's quite good.
That was good, yeah.
You know, just from a list of songs, fair play to them.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one. You know Celebrity MasterChef?
Mm-hmm.
It was on last night?
Yes.
Colin Murray was on?
Yeah.
Didn't win. My question to you, how many times did they mention food in a one-hour-long Celebrity MasterChef last night?
Loads?
Yes. I need a number.
55.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's all the food from last night's Celebrity MasterChef.
Smoked haddock, bacon, mango, fennel, spaghetti, raspberries, ginger biscuits, dark chocolate.
Food.
Smoked haddock chowder.
Fish.
Chowder. Spaghetti, baked fennel, lemon, watercress.
Fennel, baked pasta.
Smoked haddock, sweet potato, blue cheese, bechamel sauce.
Fish, white sauce, mashed veg, blancmange, white sauce, blue cheese, potato.
Bacon, fennel, mango, ginger and chilli.
Fennel, bacon and mango. Fennel, bacon, mango, chilli, ginger.
Baked tomato, onion, blue cheese.
Baked onion, tomato, blue cheese.
Raspberry crumble, chocolate custard,
crumble chocolate, ginger nut biscuit, raspberry custard, chocolate, raspberry custard, smoked haddock chowder, fish potatoes, chowder, pasta, salad, bacon, mango, chili, mash, bacon, tomato, cheese, crumble,
seafood salad, artichokes, tomato, lemon and basil, ricotta, beetroot and potato and gelato, chili mushrooms, pheasants, black truffle, parma ham, chestnut and fennel, risotto,
buffalo mozzarella, citrus salad, pheasants,
mushroom pasta, pasta, mushrooms,
pheasants, cold cannon, poached egg, portobello mushroom, walnut, ions, chicken breast.
Start to speed up a bit because otherwise it will be here until like 7 o'clock.
Cold cannon, broccoli,
mushroom cheese, mushroom cocoa, mash, and
there's over 300 if you're interested.
Was it?
Mm. Salmon, tomato, basil, beans, garlic, pepper, basil, fish, bananas, berries, fruit, biscuits.
You said 55, so. Also, can someone tell me what this is?
Clafouti.
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 It was featured a bit last night.
The Clafouti.
The Clafouti.
Is that a food?
Apparently so. Mm. And also.
Pheasant.
Cold cannon, poached egg, portobello mushroom,
walnut, iard.
Yeah, iard. What's that?
No idea.
No?
Too common for all this food.
The Clafouti.
The Clafouti. What's that?
I don't know, but it looks like it might sound quite nice. It sounds quite nice.
Some of those words and foodstuffs I just don't get. Anyway, you didn't really get any right apart from monkey. So 1 point today and oh, what's occurring? But you still win anyway. Hooray.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Radio 1.
Now, earlier on, we're talking to Chris. We're saying about this about 20 past four, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was on Get Your Own Back, that old kids' TV show, when he was 10. He's now 22. But Chris is saying that he should have won. Chris is saying that the petals were counted wrongly, and the girl won. And that shouldn't have been the case. It shouldn't have been that way.
He didn't half go on about it, though, didn't he?
He went on about it a lot, and it's obviously something that's been troubling him for for some time.
I think he should have just got over it, but, you know.
Me and him had at least a 20-minute conversation about this last night. A lot of you have seen the video. Go to my pages online at bbc.co.uk/radio1 and see if you think Chris has been done wrong or not.
To be honest, although I think he should maybe shut up about it now. They were counted wrongly and he should have won, I think.
Please welcome to Radio 1 the host of Get Your Own Back, Dave Benson Phillips. Hi, Dave.
Hello there, Scott Milton. Hello to all the listeners of Radio 1 all over Great Britain. Hi.
How are you?
Not bad, sir. You?
Yeah, really good. Now, this has been rolling on for a while, hasn't it?
Has it? Oh, it's been rolling on for years. Do you know what? If it's the same guy who emails me, yes, it's been going on a heck of a long time.
Oh, did he email you as well?
Yes, he has.
Okay. So what do you think about all this, Dave?
There's a young lady in the background giggling. Yes. I heard what you said, madam. I heard.
I can't believe that not only is he going on about it to us, he's also emailing you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've had it. Well, right, here we go. Here's the thing. I wasn't quite sure how to deal with this. But One of the things that we always had on Get Your Own Back was we always had a field of adjudicators who would normally stop the show if there was a points discrepancy or something that was wrong with my addition or subtraction.
Yeah, because people make mistakes, don't they? So you need to have adjudicators there.
So we have a bank of half a dozen people, and basically what would happen is they would go over everything, make sure it's okay, and then we'd move on with the next game. Now, if there was a problem with the petals, one of those six people would have actually have spotted it, and we could have actually have got on with the rest of the game. So I was actually quite amazed that when I've seen the film footage myself, there was nothing wrong, and at the time when we actually filmed it, I'm sorry to say, if there was a discrepancy, those guys would have actually hauled us up about it, and they would have taken me into the office and had a quiet word and told me about my lack of maths. So I do feel for this guy because he's been contacting me over the years to see, you know, has he, have I got a problem with all of this? And I tried to avoid him, but this has got now because he's actually got now to national level,
and I
feel that I have to say, whilst I have no booze inside my body at this moment in time, and I'm very sober, that if there had been a discrepancy, the people at the BBC, the adjudicators, would have stopped me. And as it was, they didn't. Anyway, listen, one of the things that I did feel that I should say whilst I'm here... Are you still there, by the way, Scott?
Yeah, I'm just listening, just listening.
Sorry for rattling on. I realised I've been going on forever. Anyway, listen, the fact of the matter is this. Get Your Own Back has been off the telly for quite a while. We would love for the show to be taken back up by the auspices that is the BBC. And quite frankly, if that's the case, if one of you people out there has any sway with the BBC, we will go back on, we will do the programme, and for this young guy who feels cheated by what I may or may not have done, we will do for him a rematch, a do-over. We will do an inaugural episode dedicated to this guy. We will get the same person on he wanted to have his own back on. We will get him on, and we will do the points counting correctly. That is what we shall do for him. But all we've got to do is just get us back on the screen.
So, Dave, are you saying that...
So you're basically saying if we could get you another series commissioned, then you'll gunge the guy that deserved to be gunged in the first place?
Yes, I believe you ladies call it closure.
But we have to get you a whole second series.
That's right, and I believe you ladies call it closure.
But Dave...
What, this series? I just realised what you've said. Do you know, we were on for 14... We were on for 14 years.
14 years, Becky.
Yeah, Becky. 14 years. Where have you been? And by the way, Becky, it's still being shown, you know. And also, we do live shows of it.
Yeah, we know this, yeah.
You talk as much as Chris does.
No, yeah, he does. You do universities, don't you, Dave?
I have been known to do the university circuit. That's mad, you know.
I know, it's good.
That's mad circuit.
Let's say if I could get this guy's barber, Chris, his barber, right, and you together, would you be prepared to gunge him?
What, am I prepared to gunge him?
Yes.
Well, do you know what? Why not?
Yes! Love you, Dave Benson Phillips.
Not a problem at all, Mr. Mills. And by the way, if anybody's listening to Scott Mills, please do so. He's a great DJ.
Thank you, Dave Benson Phillips. And we'll be in touch about the we'll be in touch about the gungeon, Dave. All right.
Thank you very much. You got me numbers.
We've got your numbers.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now the stuff that you've been sending to us on email and text this week on Dear Scott, read out by a posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello. After your What's Occurring game with a knotted bread roll, I decided that this would be a good way to break the ice with babes. They love someone with a good sense of humour. So, armed with a French baguette, I set off for my local bookshop. Babes love someone who is French, educated and can read. I spotted this brunette looking at the recipe books. I love babes who can cook. That Nigella is right lush, especially when she keeps looking at me like that. She is my ideal babe.
What is this?
You know...
Who is this?
You did that What's Occurring a couple of weeks ago, where you put that big...
knotted bread roll in my pocket.
It looks so strange, that roll. The picture's still online, and this guy's obviously taken inspiration from that, but used a massive baguette.
I removed the baguette from my snooker cue case and started to stuff it into my trouser pocket. Very soon, I had worked up quite a sweat and had dropped crumbs all over the floor in the comic book section. Eventually, I succeeded and hobbled across to impress the girl of my dreams. This is where things started to go wrong. As I walked through the photography section, my thigh went into a cramp. I know it was there because I can remember seeing a picture of Kate Moss on the cover of a book as I fell.
What?
She is right lush too, although I have no idea what she is like at cooking. I rolled around the floor, writhing in agony for several minutes, trying to extract the baguette. I could not do it and had to call one of the assistants over to help me. She was really lush, and I soon forgot about the brunette. I asked her to guess what was in the pocket.
I wish people wouldn't try this at home.
Yeah.
The security guard who escorted me from the premises advised me that I really needed a much bigger pocket for my baguette. Do you know where I could get trousers like these? Peter.
Right, you're clearly really weird.
I don't think babes, as you call us...
Lush babes.
Yeah, I don't think we... I think we think you're a bit odd if you had a baguette poking out of your trousers.
The whole thing about it, the way the email was worded, was just all weird.
Mm.
Peter. Don't
very
try
strange.
That again with a baguette. Thank you. Next.
Dear Scott, I met you this weekend at a party and had a great time with you and your friends.
God.
I offered you a drink and you accepted. However, I felt a little sad that I didn't get one back. When I told my girlfriend about this, she said the same thing had happened with her when you asked for a ciggy off her. Is there a pattern occurring here? Anyway, I'll leave that with you, Chappers and Becky, to answer. Yours, Skintly, Harvey the Farmer.
I don't remember meeting anyone called Harvey the Farmer.
Really? Were you at a party, though?
I was
you
at
got
a
drink off someone?
Actually, yes. I was at a party a couple of weekends ago and maybe I did... asked for a drink. No, they offered me a drink. I said, oh, yes, please. But then I didn't have a chance to buy them one during the course
cigarettes.
Of the evening. Yeah. But I don't remember it being a farmer.
Well, he's not going to go to a party with his cows, is he?
Don't they always have, like, straw hanging out their mouth and stuff?
No.
No?
No. You are so West Country-ish sometimes.
I'm so farmerist.
Yeah.
Well, all
so
I can
do,
is, I don't know, maybe...
Next time you see him, you're going to buy him a drink?
Next time I see you, farmer man, the drinks are on me. At least two or three.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Andy of Oxford's been on saying, I've been listening with interest to your preparations for Scott Mills the musical over the last month or so. I must admit, I was initially sceptical of the potential quality of such a show. However, I've just watched your appearance on Hollyoaks on YouTube, and I feel that with acting of that calibre, the show is bound to be a triumph. I'm sensing a slight amount of sarcasm.
Was Hollyoaks the one where you said one word or two words?
No, I said a whole sentence in Hollyoaks.
Oh, it was the bill where you only said one word, wasn't it?
The bill, I said the word seven. When I was dressed as a copper.
Yeah.
In Hollyoaks, I had to actually... There was action shots as well, actually, because I had to open and close a police car door. Remember?
How many takes?
And I put Layla in it. About five. Yeah. And I had to say the words, stay clear of them bad boys. All right. No. Remember what I told you? Stay clear of them bad boys. All right. I was talking about that Stee character.
He's a bad boy.
He is, yeah. So I told her to stay clear of him, that was it.
You're not going to be in the musical, are you?
That's the thing, you see, Andy. Thanks for your email, but you don't need to worry because somebody who can act will actually be in it playing me. And we'll tell you more about that next week and how you can get the tickets for Scott Mills the Musical.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.